Welcome to the Frederick Faith Debate on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD. Brought to us by AllShred, Mobile Document Destruction, and Putman Plumbing and Heating. How can we make you smile? My name is Troy Skinner. I'm your host and moderator for the next 30 minutes or so, 27 minutes, I think, to be exact. And on our panel this week, Jonathan Schweitzer from Crossroads Valley Chapel. He's the pastor there.
But he doesn't say too much.
And seated to Jonathan's left and right would be nobody.
Nobody.
It's just Jonathan and I this week. And that's by design, by the way. Nobody stood us up.
That's right.
We've had that happen before, but not this week. What I want to talk about this week, we tried to have somebody on. Let me give you a little backstory.
Yes.
And then we'll dive in. Hopefully this will make some sense. If you listened last week and the week before that, you heard us talk with Carolyn Evers, who was the locutionist and visionary, is how she described what she does. And she says that she can speak to people who are now dead, that have passed over to the other side, and that she can remember past lifetimes of herself. And we talked about those sorts of things.
And that was actually the definition of locutionist,
right.
By the way, for those that didn't know.
And we didn't know.
Which we didn't know, yeah.
So the reason we ended up having Carolyn on the show was because a group called Star Doves came to my attention, and I tried to get somebody from Star Doves on the show. And the Star Doves didn't have anybody in Frederick, but Carolyn Evers, who does some things with the Star Doves organization, and they're familiar with her, they're friendly with her, they said, hey, she might be good for your show. And so we had her on. I thought she was good to have on the show.
So are Star Doves, is that a cross between Star Trek and Lonesome Doves? Or like, you know, is this like a movie thing? What is Star Doves?
Well, you're about to find out.
And
actually,
yeah?
you're not far off with what you just said.
Oh, no, really?
So.
Wow.
Anyway, so.
Yes.
Because we couldn't get anybody on from Star Doves itself, we're going to do the show probably this week and next week's show, tackling some of the things that the Star Doves people believe in and stand for and whatever, and try to put give Jonathan an opportunity as a Christian pastor to put an Orthodox Christian spin on their view and a take on their view and see what we should make of all of this. And to kind of set the stage, here's a word from the Bible in the book of Ephesians. We struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. That's something that's found in the Christian scriptures, talking about something that's bigger than us. There are spiritual forces and principalities that are bigger than us.
So, and waging war out there.
Right. So Christians would acknowledge that there is this
spiritual
woo,
realm.
Kind of realm, right? And speaking of woo, tomorrow is Halloween.
Yeah, here it comes.
So, in a sense, the Star Doves people are not very far off. By the way, you asked who Star Doves is, are, whatever, what the group is.
Okay.
There are a lot of things.
Right.
They have a radio show that they try to syndicate nationally.
Huh. They're just like you and I.
Except we're not trying to syndicate nationally. But
wonder if they're as good looking as you are.
For their sake,
I tried to say that
not.
In a self-effacing way. Yes.
They have a dating service.
Wow.
So that you could get a date with like-minded individuals.
Other doves.
Exactly.
Your dove love.
That's exactly right. They organize prayer vigils and things like that internationally. For example, they have the Message and Prayer, something that they initiated over in Japan after World War II, about, you know, may we have peace prevail on earth and may we never have things like this happen again. So they have this International Prayer Day for that. They believe in things like little slogans like so many words, so many creeds, so many paths that wind and wind when just the art of being kind is all this sad world needs.
And that rhymes,
yes.
I noticed.
Yes.
Hey, about the prayer thing, who are they praying to? Or are we going to get to that in just a minute?
Yeah, I think we will get to some
okay,
of that.
Okay, so they pray, but okay, so okay.
They are involved in politics. They are an officially registered party with the federal government, the Light Party.
So if you want to, you can donate.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Light Party is run by the – or is, I don't know if
the
it's
The Light
run by.
Party?
They're called the Light Party. The Star Doves people have a political party branch called –
The Light Party.
And they're into all sorts of conspiracy theory things. For example, the 9/11 Commission report.
Yeah.
They say the entire report, this is a quote, by the way.
The entire report.
The entire report is constructed in support of one big lie, that the official story about 9/11 is true. So they think that everything that we've been told about 9/11 is one big cover-up for what really happened.
And then they go on and tell us what really happened?
And they go through all of these supposed lies. There's a list of
We're going to get to that in a minute.
Well, some of it maybe. I mean, we could be here forever. This is a list of 115 lies that they want to highlight from the commission report.
Wow.
All right. And then it says, why would the minds in charge of this final report engage in such deception if they were not trying to cover up very high crimes?
Huh.
So the gist of their conspiracy theory is that
– Yeah, but how is that – okay, well, now I'm trying to tie their theological stance together with their belief that this is a, you know, a big conspiracy.
All right. Well, let's keep track of what we know so far, right? They think that there's a big conspiracy that goes all the way to the top because they're high crimes, okay? It goes to the very top.
Okay.
We're going to find out in a minute.
Presidents, congressmen.
International leaders, whatever.
UN.
And we're going to find out in a minute what they believe about those individuals.
We've just stepped into the Twilight Zone.
Well, that's why it caught my notice.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
I mean, I'll be honest. And if you...
It's because we have too many television shows about this that people are even interested about this anymore.
If you subscribe to this kind of thinking, this view of the world and reality and the universe and whatever, you know, please don't be too offended. But my first reaction in reading this was to laugh and to dismiss it.
Hey, should we say this? If there's somebody out there in Frederick that subscribes to this and you'd like to come on the show and talk to us about it, we'd love to talk to you about it.
Absolutely. You can email me at troyskinner@clearchannel.com. And yeah, absolutely. Cause we tried.
Yeah.
I contacted, the leader of the Doves, the Star Doves, but he's in California.
Maybe he's an eagle.
He's in California. So anyway, they're involved with the International Order of Gnostic Templars. Okay.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Because that's a part of my conspiracy. My thoughts about conspiracy is the Gnostic secret societies.
Now, if anybody read the Dan Brown Da Vinci Code stuff, some of this starts to, hey, I think I heard of that.
Yeah,
They're kind of involved in that sort of stuff. Okay. Here's a quote from one of their pieces that they send out some regular email blasts, and I get them.
Okay.
So some of this is email blasts like this. Some of this is website stuff that I pulled.
Okay.
Since we couldn't get them on, I wanted to try to represent as much as I could about what they believe. But here's a quote. We are spiritual warriors, right?
That sounds like your...
The Ephesians quote.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Dedicated to the revival of Gnostic wisdom. Doesn't sound like the Bible so much
Very
anymore.
Very interesting. So Gnosticism is like at the center of this.
And let me do this whole thing over again.
Yep.
We are spiritual warriors dedicated to the revival of Gnostic wisdom and the goddess tradition of the original Templars.
Wow, that's Dan Brown.
That's Dan, exactly.
That's the Da Vinci Code.
Exactly.
Did you know that the Da Vinci Code, they had to arrest somebody and they're not letting anybody see the script on the Da Vinci Code Hollywood stage, wherever they're filming.
See the script. We've all read the script. It was a bestseller on New York Times for how long?
Yeah. So what are they hiding?
What's the secret? Yeah, did they change it somehow?
Apparently, they're afraid that Catholics or somebody are going to rise up in arms about it. So, anyways,
all right.
These guys sound like they would like Dan Brown.
Now, this
in fact,
is
I'd like to ask them. Maybe you could email them
about having what
if they like Dan Brown's approach to Catholicism and.
I don't know if they would fully agree because I think Dan Brown might be a little bit more orthodox than he, you know.
Well, now that
word loosely
is a stretch.
He would be a little more orthodox than they are.
Yeah.
I think.
Wow.
So, because I don't know that Dan Brown would associate himself with what I'm about to read because this is what really caught my attention the first time.
Oh.
When I saw this, I was like, wow.
Okay.
We need to try to have these people on the Frederick Faith Debate. And this is not me speaking. Well, it's me speaking, but these are not my words. I'm reading for you someone else's words.
In case we're wondering.
Yeah. We must reveal the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Therefore, we are bid to sound the clarion call. America, your entire planet is under attack. Negative aliens are now engaged in all-out war for control of your world. Your current governmental institutions in all but a few smaller nations, I can't do this with a straight face, are controlled by negative alien usurpers.
He has a crooked face right now.
Most especially the USA, China, and Russia. All right? All the leaders of the world.
Right,
are.
Right, right.
Now,
G8.
Now, that is the bad news.
Okay.
The true good news is that though they will take the planet to the brink of destruction,
yeah,
it will not work. A greater plan is underway and will be, is victorious. Huh. Already not yet thing going on there, by the way.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Stardoves serve as ambassadors from the Interplanetary Confederation of Love and Light.
Love and Light? Wait, there's an Interplanetary Confederation? Wow.
Maybe that's where Buzz Lightyear came
of
from.
Love,
I'm not sure.
And okay. Light. See, now it sounds like these guys are on, sorry, so, psychedelic drugs.
Let me try to finish this and we'll have some more. No, that's all right. This is good. We are all very well aware of this history. I think there's a play on words there. They're trying to combine
her story. They're trying to say her story.
Right. Of the her story.
Of the goddess. Okay. They're referring to the goddess.
Exactly. As opposed, yeah, instead it's of sexist his to say
story.
History.
Right.
We are very well aware of this her story of this planet. The history of your galaxy is one of galactic wars. So maybe the men are responsible for the wars. I'm not sure why they switched over to history all of a sudden.
Well, shoot, we got to make sure whoever we have on then is a woman so she can balance out our male perspective as we're talking about this here. Sheesh.
The Intergalactic Confederation of Light has inspired the Light Party, which is serving as a form of global light council for all of Mother Earth.
Now, this sounds like Star Trek.
So their political party is serving as a form of global light council for all of Mother Earth. Then there are the Children of Light, born to human light workers to usher in the Age of Peace.
Born to Children Light Workers. Wait, are Children Light Workers humans?
Well, they're Children of Light, born to human light workers.
Human light workers. So
I'm
they
not
must
sure.
be human.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
That
okay,
could be
so the children are also human.
Apparently. All right, so here's some more, okay, because I was going to stop here and have some commentary, but we've been having some commentary all throughout. So, a Nazi-like martial law and police state takeover is what the Bush administration has intended for the USA. This is why they stole two elections. It is also why they are ramrodding a new Supreme Court with a new Chief Justice whose power will be to appoint special courts that will institute and oversee secret spy surveillance and spy probes throughout America and the world. However, it is not just Bush or Rummy or Cheney, so replacing them will do little good. You must remove the root, which is the job of the Interplanetary Confederation. So leave the driving to them, as they are about your holy mother/father's business. This rescue plan is in effect and will be on time. Our earthly mission is to inform you that this planet is structured for a big change, that the warmongers will devour much, that there will be pockets left called communities of light. Anything with 1,000 points
you
of
know,
light?
I just got to say, Troy, that what is striking to me about this is that 200 years ago, John wrote the book of Revelation and talked about the end times and you know, dramatic change and all these kinds of things. And then here, I mean, I don't know how old these guys are. They've come up with this religion that looks to me like an imitation of everything that the Bible clearly teaches. You know, it's, you know, end times.
A cheap and false imitation,
you know, cheap
though.
And false. Well, yeah. I mean, cheap and false, and yet it's like so thoroughgoing. It's amazing to me, like how much thought has gone into this thing.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, these guys are not just playing around. They're like, they're really serious.
Yeah, and
I guess that's why you have it on the show,
and that's why I couldn't dismiss it because at first I'm like, oh, this can't. And then I'm reading that there are people, and maybe some listening to the show right now, who believe this to be true, and I find it to be unbelievable. So,
well, this is why the whole Gnosticism thing, I feel like from the beginning, when I read the Bible, when I read history, you know, Dan Brown's attempts, you know, to bring Gnosticism in and get people thinking about it. National Treasure was the movie was all about Gnosticism. And there was another book that I just read recently, another one by a guy like Dan Brown called The Rule of Four. That's the same kind of thing. Gnosticism is always seems like it's always trying to play catch up with Christianity. And Christianity has kind of stolen the show with this vision of what God's going to do. And then these Gnostics try to come in and say, no, 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 that's not quite the right vision. It's just a little bit different, you know. It's a goddess, not a god, and all these other things, you know, and they're aliens, not angels. And it, my feeling is like they're trying to take what was given and just, I don't know, counterfeit it is the word.
And, you know, I think maybe in a second here we should define Gnostic and Gnosticism because probably not everybody knows what that means. But by the way, I'm Troy Skinner, host and moderator of the Frederick Faith Debate on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD. On the show this week, again, Jonathan Schweitzer, pastor at Crossroads Valley Chapel. Gnostic comes from the Greek word gnosis, right?
For knowledge.
Which means knowledge.
Yeah. And it's the idea, Gnosticism is this idea that some people can rise to higher levels of enlightenment through knowledge. It kind of has this scientific base and yet this spiritual base that says that if you prove that you can handle one level of knowledge, then I'll let you rise to the second level or to the third level. And so these secret societies have like 32 levels. And so you got a 32nd degree Mason, you know, and it's this levels of knowledge that you get to rise to because you've proven that you can handle the previous knowledge. And the point is that some of us can't do it because we're just not smart enough. And so we can't be enlightened. But others of us can. It's extremely elitist in its approach. And only the most intellectual can rise to that level. In fact, I would bet that we could get some Gnostics on this show. Well, I don't know, because that's the point. They're all secret societies. Seriously, I wonder if we could even get a Gnostic to come on this show.
Well,
a genuine Gnostic.
I don't know. Yeah, well, a genuine Gnostic. I don't know.
You know, like a Mason or a Knights Templar, because they never want to talk about what they do.
Yeah. Well, I think we may or may not be able to get a Mason on, but whether or not they would address the Gnostic aspects of what the Masons are all about would be the question, right?
Maybe Dan Brown. Because
I mean, you can go to downtown Washington D.C. and go to the Masons, museum or whatever it's called.
Right.
And they'll give you a whole tour and tell you about the whole history of the Masons
and
all that stuff. So they're
George
open.
Washington.
Yeah,
and
they're willing
all these
to share
guys.
That part of it. But if you get down into what they believe and why and how you raise through the different levels, it might be different. I don't know. It'd be interesting to make. We should maybe try. Make that a homework assignment.
You know, Newsweek this week does this big story on Mormonism. And Mormonism has internally the same kind of thing that you can rise to certain levels. You're not even allowed to go into the big temple down off of 495 unless you've risen to a certain level. So there's kind of a semi-quasi-Gnostic orientation in that whole thing as well, interestingly enough.
Hmm. Well, anyway, we're getting off onto Gnosticism a little bit. Let's get back to the Star Doves. I'm going to pick up where I left off. They're talking about all this horrible stuff that's going to happen because of these alien beings have taken over the leaders of the world kind of thing, okay? And safe havens, and there's going to be these communities of lights, communities of light.
Manchurian candidate, right, huh?
Which are safe havens where the true people of the sacred cloth, known as the children of light, will dwell. They will be supported by inner earth beings who used to live on the surface before but were forced underground in eons past.
That sounds like – does that sound to you like angels thrown out of heaven, demons that now live, you know, have been thrown down out of heaven? I mean, it sounds to me like a total reorientation of that whole thing. Now they live under earth. They were forced under earth. I don't know.
It's taking
some – very interesting to me.
It's taking some traditional Christian – imagery and ideas
and twisting it
and blending it with some modern science fiction ideas and images.
Yeah, that's the.
And coming up with this whole new modern blend.
Yeah.
Where are we here? They will be. I got my straight face back though. Are you proud of me?
Yes, yes.
They will be supported by inner earth beings who used to live on the surface before it were forced underground in eons past when the warmongers destroyed much of the surface of the world.
Warmongers. Those Christians. Those religious people.
The lighted promise is that this planet will not be destroyed again. This time, the godly ETs, UFOs, which they call the United Friends of Space, will come from the stars and are true cosmic parents to put shields around the safe zones. The Telosians, Shambhalians will emerge from within the earth. Together, we will create peace on earth.
Telosians
and Shambhalians will emerge from within the earth, and together with them, we will create peace on earth.
I bet those words have definitions that if we knew them, they would even have more meaning in terms of their, you know, like telos is is the word Greek word for heaven. So Telosians, the heavenly beings.
Okay. Well, Shambhala.
Yeah, that one doesn't ring any bells for me.
I wonder if it would have anything to do with Sheol. I don't know if it's too much of a stretch.
I don't know.
Anyway, eventually, the alien warlords and their minions will be removed from this planet.
I need to go get some popcorn because this is a great movie that we're talking through here.
Now, that is the beginning of the story. Then there will be a new heaven and a new earth. As the old earth will have passed away, so be it.
This is wild.
The neocons are using HAARP, to H-A-A-R-P, which is some sort of a Russian technology or something.
Okay.
To create earthquakes in Afghanistan.
Right.
Perhaps Pakistan. Against the Muslim terrorists. And they also caused the earthquake in the Philippines, which caused the great tsunami, I guess.
Or right, in right. Indonesia, yeah, that's maybe. The one, right. Yeah.
Let's see, earthquake in the Philippines.
I read something the other day that talked about the biggest earthquakes in the last 50 years, and literally 60% of them were in Muslim countries. Three of them were in the Far East, China, Taiwan, Japan. Three of them were in Latin America, and two were in India. And all the rest were in Muslim countries, the worst. And this big one that just happened. So maybe they are. Maybe the HAARP. Maybe this technology is out there, man.
Well, apparently it is, because let me read on.
I bet we're going to have people call in that say that they think there is.
The idea behind weather control is simple.
Yeah.
When you see and experience a strong thunderstorm with a lot of lightning and thunder, what fact about this storm strikes you most? Are you not impressed by the powerful display of energy
yes.
that you witness? Energy is the primary ingredient behind nature's storms.
Yes.
Therefore, as energy is the most dominant outward factor in all kinds of storms, then energy might be the key factor in creating such storms in the first place.
Mm.
Then, after you create storms, controlling them is the next skill to gain. Finally, once you can create and control devastating storms, learning to use them precisely so you can use them against an enemy is the final skill. Hurricane Katrina
you off. China has been working on trying to seed the clouds to get them to rain. They've been working on this for years. And, just recently I was reading again an article about this that they just simply haven't been effective at it. They've got all kinds of knowledge about how not to do it, but they haven't been able to do it because they need to, because they've got all those people over there to feed. They got to make sure, that they got the crops going and handle drought. So anyways, there has been major attempt to come up with those kind of technologies, interestingly enough.
So like any good lie, there's going to be a kernel of truth somewhere in there.
In like any good movie about the future, it's based in what technology we really are kind of dealing with right now. Nobody's thought about traveling to the stars until we sent somebody to the stars. And then all of a sudden it was a big deal in all kinds of science fiction. Science fiction apparently has only been around like 100 years or so. So the point is that until we kind of had space flight, we didn't really dream about space flight and Telosians and Shambhalians. So.
Hold on a second. I'm looking at my clock and getting ready. Okay. Multitasking.
Yes.
I'm going to continue now. Hurricane Katrina was manipulated to destroy New Orleans.
Yeah.
By the same negative forces within your government. Not our government. Your government, it says.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, the same forces
yeah.
inside your government that caused 9/11.
Okay, right, okay.
Because the Cindy Sheehan movement awakened so many Americans to protest the war and activate peace, they used HAARP to direct the hurricane exactly where they wanted it.
Are farther left than MoveOn.org, literally. It's like possible, but they are.
And magnified its force to cause fear, panic, and dominate the news. They succeeded. Yet look how it has backfired upon them, making them look inept and worse now than before. By the way, they don't know how to spell than. They spelled it then.
Oh.
All they seek to do will backfire like this. Yet, still, they are so backward, they will not stop until they can destroy as much as they can.
Backward. Now, that's interesting. Backward.
Yeah.
Because aren't they talking about going back? to being Talosians and this kind of thing, you know, to when these guys walked on the earth. I mean, what's backward?
I take that as a shot at the intelligence of George Bush is how I'm reading that.
Well, Well, you know how I take it. I take that as a shot at they always say that religious people and Christians are backwards. Why? Because there's not enough science. So these guys using science are actually trying to preempt what was backward. It's crazy. It's kind of twisted. You know, they've actually got more backwardness in terms of trying to restore new heavens and new earth and go back to how things were when the Talosians reigned on the earth. I mean, they want to go back as much or more than Christians or religious people want to. So it's kind of ironic that they would use that term, backward.
Now, here are their final thoughts on this page. This is why the light workers and the star seeds must prepare the safe havens, the communities of light, and erect the landing pads and activate the inner earth portals. Selah. A word right out of the Old Testament.
Yeah, there it is.
Anyway,
so
we've got about a minute left.
Yeah.
We're obviously not done. I've got more material to go through, and I want to get more of Jonathan's take on this. So next week we will continue with the Stardust. Maybe we'll even do some additional thoughts on what Carolyn Evers had to share the last couple of weeks and maybe put some recapping thoughts on that in the spirit of Halloween, if nothing else, I suppose. Maybe we'll even talk about Halloween. I'm not sure. We'll see how much time we have. I think one thing to keep in mind is people who think this way are out there. And people who think this way are out there because there is enough of a shred of possible truth intermixed in all of this to make it somehow plausible in this bizarre, extreme kind of way. And I think it's important for us to be clear on what the truth really is and where it's really to be found. Otherwise, you can make up all sorts of fantasy stories, and who's to say whether they're right or whether they're wrong. So and again, if you hold to this view, I apologize if I've had a mocking tone, but it doesn't ring true to me. Anyway, thanks so much for listening to the Frederick Faith Debate on Frederick's News Radio 930 WFMD, sponsored by AllShred Mobile Document Destruction and Putman Plumbing and Heating. How can we make you smile? God bless.